This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour, it's the D. Hold on.
And the J and the V.
Right?
I think I take two on this. Let's hear it. For I've been mowing a lot of hay lately. People say, what, you're still haying on the farm? Yes. And the amount of ragweed out in the fields I go around.
It's been bad on the East Coast.
Unga bunga. So anyway, that's what the... That seems to be almost a permanent condition now. We'll have to see how it shakes out during the cold.
You haven't had any snow yet, have you?
Yeah. No.
Frost?
Ground is a little frost. Things have stopped growing, but it was pretty late. Ground is still pretty soft, although last night it was down to 34. It's going to not be much above 40 here today, but that's pretty seasonal. It's going to be up on Thanksgiving in the mid-50s where I am and probably where you are as well. Where both of you are. Jay Kirshner is in Nashville. Victoria is in New Jersey. I'm on the farm today, but I'll go tomorrow to Los Angeles to meet Jasper and then have Thanksgiving with Megan and Miles. And
Jasper being your brand new grandson.
Jasper is the new grandson.
New.
Yes, right. New. We got to get new names here. Yes, that's who I'm meeting. So anyway, we've been doing, and with the thought of Jasper and wanting to put pictures up, I've been frustrated because the iPhone doesn't want to work the way that I think simply it ought to work. So I've been looking around. Every once in a while, you know, we are attracted to things that are in front of us. I think we notice things that are going on. And so I was looking at the particular technology blog. I know you'll be surprised at this, Victoria. I watch a couple of different technology blogs. You know, doing this for a living, what has happened to me? And I guess probably we can say this for all of us. I'm a curious sort, and I always have been. It's always been why, where, how, what, when. And in order to do this convincingly, I have to kind of have answers or be at least curious enough to ask those questions of people and things that I come across. And so there's a blog that I watch, and it's much more technical than I'm able. I don't always read what's presented. But I saw this and it intrigued me because this woman telling a story in Jonesboro, Arkansas about finding an Apple tracking device I won't tell you what her name is. She got into her car and a dialog box popped up on her iPhone saying, quote, the location of this AirTag can be seen by the owner. Your AirTag had been found moving with you. And she didn't know what that was. So she said, what in the world was that? I mean, I didn't know what it was. I kind of freak out, too. And that's the circumstance. And I guess I would ask...
So who owned the AirTag?
The AirTag, that's not something that is clear to me. Who would own an AirTag, and why would they be tagging this woman or anybody?
Well maybe the AirTag...
Go ahead, Jen.
I was just going to say maybe to stalk because that's been a thing that some women, young women who are going to the clubs or whatever, and they get home and they're emptying out their handbag or their purse, and they're finding these tracking devices.
Well,
like somebody slid it in.
Yeah, this is like the size of a quarter, and people use it to track other people.
This is the, you know, in the non-nefarious applications of the AirTag, it's you put it in your luggage, so you always know where your luggage is at the airport.
Yeah.
You put it on your bicycle, so if your bike gets stolen, you can find it. Your motorcycle, same thing. Some people put them on their car or in their car, so as like your own LoJack kind of a thing. There are many, many, many reasons, and it has nothing to do with stalking and harassing women. But
came out in April. She said, I was on my way to work and I went to hook my phone up to listen to music and to listen to the radio, and it popped up. It said, quote, I have an AirTag. And I said, no, why would I have an AirTag? And so she went to Apple to figure it out. She said, I was shopping this past weekend. I don't know where it came from. And anyway, so it was right there in front of her. And she went to the police department. And the police officer said that this is something people should watch out for. He said, quote, this can lead to a lot of issues, not something that we think about every day. Typically, just out and getting to our cars and we go about our business. But you could be being followed by somebody. And I suppose because there are a lot of weird people around, right? I mean, the circumstances. She put it in a plastic bag and then she went to the police after she talked to them on the phone. And they examined it. He said to her that whoever put this into your car without your permission committed a criminal offense. They're putting these things when they go shopping. See, this is the takeaway. You go shopping and you go out to your car and you got a lot of things that are in your car and people are watching. So they install this thing in the car somewhere, maybe under the hood. And then
you don't even need to do that. You could toss it in the back seat.
Okay.
You could toss it in the trunk. It's the size of a quarter. It doesn't need to be positioned anywhere.
Woman found it under her license plate.
Yeah. So you see the story. Okay. So in the circumstances, you go from the mall and you carry lots of bags to your car, and the criminal can follow you home, and then who knows what happens, especially if you live alone. And so this is just a great reminder, I think, to stay attentive to your surroundings. It's horrible to live this way. It's kind of like me going through sending this stuff. It's a curse. It's a wonderful curse. It's great to have it. I love being able to post these pictures and share thoughts and ideas with people on social media. That's Jay's Stock and Trade. Victoria is very good at it as well. I'm not. But I like using the utility to be able to just share things and make my life a little bit better. The things that I put on my Facebook page are all aimed at making people feel good or sharing things that are positive. I never put any political stuff up there. I don't put anything up there that I want to have people draw conclusions. I just want to see it and have a smile on their face or get something out of it, carry something. I might put something spiritual up. I just read something, as a matter of fact, that really blew my mind, actually. It was so wonderful. And you can put those things up, but it's too bad. We've gotten to a point where there's so much fear and we're worried about everything that we do, and it's lousy, frankly. I think it's just lousy. So speaking of worrying, let's keep going on that department for a while. Are you following this? If you follow Elon Musk at all in any social media, you see that he has been interacting on Twitter over Biden's plan to expand the IRS. In case you have been absent for the last couple of months, the president is proposing to hire 87,000 IRS workers over the next few years while he's president. And there's a congresswoman named Lauren Boebert. Don't know much about her, but she's been all over the place criticizing the plan, saying it is supposed to be monitoring billionaires, and so Elon Musk and some other folks who have a lot of dough have been interacting with her on social media. She's from Colorado, by the way, and so they're both on a couple of different social media forums disapproving of the plan. And I wouldn't mind joining in that conversation as well, because I think that it's outrageous that you and I, the taxpayer, are going to hire people to basically spy on us.
It's not spying. It's to get billionaires to pay their fair share.
You need 87,000 people to go after billionaires? Baloney. That's nonsense. What it does is go back to, and this started, I'm trying to remember when this did start. Was it Clinton? If you see somebody say something, you go, report your neighbor if he has a boat and he doesn't seem to have the money to pay for it. Stuff like that. Call the IRS and turn your neighbor in. So we'll become a bunch of snitches. No, Victoria, I'm not buying this at all. Even the liberal websites like Politico have come down hard on this. This is nothing more than an incursion. This is more employees than Tesla has. Tesla's got 70,000 employees. Apple has 154,000. I'm just looking at what the congresswoman posted on her Twitter. Is this a Twitter account? Yeah, this is Twitter. And so the IRS would go to 170,000 employees. Right now, we spend $6.7 billion a year to fund the IRS. So this increases its budget by almost $4 billion. And so you're going to get that much more out of these people? The doubling of staff, and you and I paying for it, and what are we going to have to show for it? We all know, whether you like, you know, there unfortunately is this thing in our country by most people who don't respect folks who have done something that created wealth. I'm not talking about the people that just inherit money. I'm talking about people who create, like Elon Musk, something out of nothing. I'm not saying they shouldn't pay their fair share. That's not coming out of my mouth at all. They all should pay their fair share. But to continually pound and make it like bad, ooh, this guy's got money, he's got to be a bad
guy. Not, they're evading their taxes. I mean,
I don't know that they are. You know they are?
Yeah,
I don't know
that
they are.
When you look at the percentage of what billionaires actually pay in taxes, I mean, come on. We even know when we finally got to see what Trump's thing was. He paid $750.
1% of the tax-paying public pays 80% of the tax bill. That's what I do know. And so I'm not sticking up for people who are cheats, but I am also not happy to have us be told time after time, day after day, that people who have created and found ways to give, again, back to Elon Musk. Here's a guy that started with nothing. He created a business, and he has 70,000 employees. Where would those people be working if it weren't for Elon Musk? That's a consideration. I'm not saying he is a cheat. I don't think he's a cheat because he's too visible. I don't think that's, you know, the people who are invisible and have wealth are probably more likely to be the ones that are not paying their fair share. You know, we wouldn't have, I don't think he would risk the exposure. And, you know, there were
no
some
one would
people
know.
Say,
I mean, that's the thing.
Well,
nobody should
know. It's none of their business, actually.
Well,
frankly.
No. What I mean none is they have all kinds of tax shelters. They have all kinds of loopholes. Well, all
they're
that
legal.
Stuff.
But that stuff's legal. You're not going to find people. You're not going to be able to extrapolate. The government will be sued 87 ways from Sunday by these people if they try to do things that are not legal. So, I don't know. It's just food for thought. I thought we ought to have a quick conversation about it. 18 after the hour. This is the DJV Show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What? The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's 23 past the hour, therefore it is time for us to check in with Jay and find out what's trending. Most everything that we talk about here has value and is trending in one way or another, but we sometimes get the specifics of some of the people that we all know about, like Kevin Spacey is in the focus, and not for what he was most recently in the focus for. This has to do with House of Cards. So what's the story here?
Yeah, so he cost the creative forces behind House of Cards a lot of money due to his alleged sexual misconduct, and he lost an arbitration case that he's been involved in for the past few years. He originally lost the court date. He went for an appeal, and he lost that one as well. And now he owes the company $31 million.
Because
he held up production because of all of the issues. He held up production with House of Cards because of the sexual assault claims. He ended up he was supposed to be in it for the next few seasons, and he had to completely be replaced. And so $31 million, most of that money, about $29.5 million, is going for compensation damages, and then the rest is going to cover attorney fees.
So compensation to the people who were on the staff that couldn't work because he was out of the picture. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So does he have $30 million? He probably has $30 million bucks. So he just coughs it up and that's it. Here's another question. You know, kind of like the although it's a different circumstance, but one has been asking about Travis Scott, whether he'll work again. One has been asking about Alec Baldwin, whether he'll work again. There are things trailing, Kevin Spacey. Will he ever work again?
Oh, he already is. Yeah, he already is. He already has The Man Who Drew God out this year. Gore is another film it's been completed. There's another one in post-production right now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Peter
5-8. Really?
Yeah, dude is working.
Okay,
but
will people go see him or not? Because...
Yeah, I think, haven't people, he apologized for that there was an incident
with
another
actor. The gay guy who said he was,
when he was 14. And then there was this whole, guy at the bar thing, and then that case just crumbled,
Right.
So he was never really found guilty.
He was never really charged with anything, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So did he ever go after the people who charged him with these with this misconduct?
That I don't know.
To sue them?
He certainly could have sued them for defamation, but I don't know.
Yeah, and that might be yet to be determined.
Well, look at the movie that he was in.
He lost his whole career because of it.
Yeah. And he was in a movie.
He had to come out. He was very hush hush about his sexual orientation for so long, and this whole situation forced him to come out.
Yeah, I mean, so aren't we more mature than that now? I mean, what? So he's gay. So what? Who cares? Why should it be a big deal? I told you the story, right, of him when he was running Old Vic. He's a theater guy at heart. And so for 3 or 4 years, he lived in London, and he was managing the Old Vic and starring in lots of plays over there. But he was off the movie circuit for 3 or 4 years because he wanted to do this. And he happened to live in a penthouse apartment that belonged to my friend Uri Geller. And so Uri took me. I've told you this story, haven't I? Didn't I tell you this story?
Yeah.
Uri took me up there one week when I was visiting with him. He said, come on, I want to show you this apartment. So we went up. It's in Waterloo, and so we went up to the apartment. Fabulous building, great. I mean, it's a huge penthouse. And so looking around, and he said, "Kevin Spacey lives here." And I said, "Isn't he going to mind?" Still, we're wandering around his apartment. He said, "No, no, we're friends." So we left the apartment after looking at it. Beautiful views of the city. My God, it was great. And we went to the elevator, and out comes Kevin Spacey with a big bouquet of roses for the guy that he was about to meet in his apartment. So, you know, and so that was, it's just, come on, we got to grow up a little here. 28 past the hour.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
More at stjude.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220. Attorney Advertising. William Stepacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Grant, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during the Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Waukesha Christmas Parade terror suspect and career criminal Daryl Brooks Jr. is being held on $5 million bail in a Wisconsin jail after prosecutors formally charged him with 5 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. It should be noted a 6th person has now died. A young child passed Tuesday from their injuries. On a follow-up, a 15-year-old boy has been arrested in connection with the shooting at a park in Aurora, Colorado that left 6 teenagers wounded. The teen was charged with attempted first-degree murder, according to a news release from the Aurora Police Department. His identity is not being released due to his age. Bail reforms put into action by some lawmakers across the country has had an adverse effect in California, with the recent smash-and-grab gangs looting California stores. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced there will be greater police presence around highly trafficked shopping malls after a series of mass thefts throughout the San Francisco Bay Area. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Former President Trump met with Kyle Rittenhouse and tells Fox News his thoughts on the 18-year-old.
Really a nice young man, and what he went through, he should have, that was prosecutorial misconduct. He should not have had to suffer through a trial for that. He was going to be dead. If he didn't pull that trigger, that guy that put the gun to his head, in one quarter of a second he was going to pull the trigger, Kyle would have been dead. He's a really good young guy. He's 18 years old. Just left Mar-a-Lago a little while ago, and he should never have been put through that. That was prosecutorial misconduct, and it's happening all over the United States right now with the Democrats.
45 weighs in on the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack on Sunday.
Well, he was out on bail, and he was a rough cookie, and it looked like they caught him in some other act that he was speeding. This guy was crazy and a real professional criminal. And a bad guy, and the good news is he hated Trump, okay? He hated Trump based on early reporting. And he should not have been out. He should have never... can you imagine? I looked at that car going in. Somebody said 30 miles an hour. That was a lot more than 30, right through the middle of a band of people, hitting them from the back. So five are dead, 40 are badly wounded. The five number will go much higher. All because of a bad guy, and he was out on bail, a very low bail. Terrible situation. I mean, just terrible.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer is off for, is it just today or she got something else going on?
She's back tomorrow.
A couple of things this week? Okay.
Yeah, she's got a bunch of things
Christmas
going on.
Christmas activities in California. The folks at NASA have announced the name of the first black woman to be in the space station crew. This has been, 20 years in the making? Because the International Space Station has been up there for 20 years. So now Jessica Watkins, who is a NASA astronaut, become the first black woman to join the crew. So
for a long-term mission, yeah.
Yeah.
So she'll
How
be up there for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of the average, right? 6 months,
yeah.
Usually?
Yeah, it is. And under the circumstances, I long for the day when we don't have to or we don't feel like we need to talk about Jessica as a black woman, but as a woman. It's like with a lot of other things that get qualifications because we are so immature, frankly, and how, this woman, should there have been other black women before her? Probably a lot of black sociologists would tell you, yeah. But there's been prejudice there. I don't know that there has been, but I'm guessing that somebody would say that NASA has a, you know, you look at the people that run NASA, are they all mostly white? And most of the astronauts, I think there have been a couple of black men who've been astronauts, but I don't remember who they were, don't remember them particularly.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, yeah, so Guion S. Bluford was the first black American to go to space in 1983. Do you remember that?
No. I don't, honestly.
And then Mae Jemison was actually the first black woman to go to space in 1992. Now, going back to the prejudice part, in 1961, Ed Dwight was an Air Force pilot. He was NASA's first black astronaut trainee.
I remember him.
He was never selected to go to space.
Yeah. Right. Now, did he not get selected because he was black?
Well, that would be more of your time period, so I don't know.
Well, I think that there is a... I don't know,
wouldn't
so
be far-fetched.
I would just be speculating. It wouldn't surprise me that
not
that was the case.
Not in 1961, no.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me at all. So, anyway, so, okay, so this woman is accomplished, and she's done things that, not because she's black, and not because she's a woman, but because she's smart, she's accomplished, she's physically able to do it. She has a doctorate from University of California. I mean, the woman's got a brilliant academic career. She's done lots of science, worked on a lot of projects, including the Mars Curiosity rover mission. This is a very accomplished woman. A very accomplished... I wish we didn't even have to talk about it as being a woman. Very
someday.
Accomplished...
Hopefully
yeah,
someday.
That's the, okay, so you get my
there.
Message. Yeah, right, that's the idea. So, you know, and here's... to sort of stay in the same pew for a moment, Senator Ralph Warnock from Georgia is a...
Raphael Warnock.
How would I say?
Ralph.
Oh,
Raphael.
Okay. Yeah, okay, thank you. That is correct. Ralph is... probably easier for
I was
me
like,
to
who's
say.
Who's Ralph?
Ralph, right. So he won in Georgia. The state has been Republican for a dog's age. But in the last election, because Georgia is changing a lot, people are moving to Georgia from lots of other places, most of the West Coast. Look at the way the movie industry has surged in Georgia. A lot of people moving from Los Angeles because they don't like living in Los Angeles anymore, and they want to go to some place that seems to be freer, more open, less expensive to live, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, I think that's partially why things changed. Mr. Warnock, or I should say Reverend Warnock, is the pastor of the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. That's a very historical... I was in there once. That was the Martin Luther King Church. Remember, ladies?
Right. Yeah. I know of it, sure, yeah.
Right. Anyway, so he apparently won the runoff and is going to run against this guy who won last time around. And so, you know, there's the thing. The news media is making a big deal out of it because he's a black man. Because of the...
Wait, who's running against him?
This guy who's the minister is running against him.
So it's Raphael Warnock versus another minister?
No, Warnock is the pastor. He's the black pastor. He won. Didn't
right.
he? Wasn't he the one
yes,
that won?
Yes, he's the senator. Yes. He's Senator
okay.
Warnock. Yeah.
So the Republicans are making a big deal out of the fact that they want to get him out. And mostly the buzz is... you know, about a black person from Georgia. And in Georgia, it's more likely, I would think, that most of the elected officials in Georgia would be black, aren't they? Wouldn't you think that that would be the case?
The correct answer is you would hope that every state's legislature represents the demographics of its
right.
state.
Yeah.
And so that's
right.
something that's happening right now. Almost 50% of the population of New Jersey is Hispanic, and they have very little representation.
What does
on
that
state,
say about what's
on
going
the state
on
level.
In New Jersey? Wow, isn't that interesting, huh? I did not know that.
Well, there's the town that I live in has been known, at least my whole life, as one of the, if not, I think, the most populated area of Hispanics outside of Hispania. I mean, like, we live in a densely populated Hispanic area. So, and then to not have any representation, you know, that's like the point of having a democracy or a republic, right? It's, that's the point. So to answer your question with Georgia, I don't know what the demographics are, but I would hope that it would be representative, but you never know.
Right. Well, the reason I brought it up is because of the issue with the lady who's the astronaut. She's black. She's a woman. So we're talking about the issue here is that Warnock is a black man and the guy's running against him is white, and that becomes the issue, which should not be the issue. In a mature, advanced society...
Well, he ran against a white guy before. I don't get why this is even an issue.
But I'm just saying that we make it an issue, and the first thing in the headline is a black minister... Yeah, that sort of thing. I would like to think, I know we aren't, that we could get beyond all that stuff. That's all I'm saying. That's the only reason I brought it up. And now here's Tim Scott, who's the senator from South Carolina. He's a Republican. He's talking about the divide between blacks and whites as far as the wealth is concerned. He thinks that there's a disparity, and he's right, based on color of skin. There's no question, in my mind, that and I only have to go to the farmers that I know who are black and tell you the same story that I've told you probably four or five times. But they can't borrow any money, they can't prove the land is theirs, and it's purely based on the racial divide in the country after the Civil War. So we still are kind of fighting the Civil War. Maybe this is a new Civil War. But why? What is there about, if you're a white person and you don't associate with somebody black, why? What is there?
Well, but separate from that, though, what I do think Tim Scott is saying that I agree with is that he said for millions of Americans, they don't have a bank account. And this is something Mark Cuban has talked about often on Shark Tank. Mm-hmm. He didn't have the $250 you need to open a bank account for a long time. And so all of these people pay all of their bills in cash. Yeah. They don't get any, they have no credit if you're living in a cash world, you are not establishing credit. So what Tim Scott is saying, who is a black man, and he said he lived more than half of his life in this circumstance where everything was a cash transaction. He said that the credit agencies, when you pay your rent, your electric bill, your cell phone bill, your utilities, all of that should be reported to credit agencies to allow these people who are unbanked to build and establish credit. And I agree with that. I'm a renter myself. I pay a lot of rent, and it's always on time. I'd love to have that help out my credit score. So I think what he's saying is spot on. And he also made the point, he said, this isn't just about giving mortgages to people who can't afford to pay them back. That's not the answer. The answer is getting them into the banking system, and instead of just living in a cash world off the grid, getting in and establishing credit, because everyone knows credit is everything in America.
Yep.
Credit is
sure
everything.
Is. Yep, you can't get anywhere if you don't have good credit.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Bottom line. Do you both know your credit scores? Do you keep up with them?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You have credit.
I use Credit Karma, so I get scores and reports all the time, every month.
And how much does it fluctuate each month? How much does it really fluctuate? If you're paying your bills and you have the same... No, it doesn't change much, right?
I mean, I've systematically gone up because I had to work on it, so that's been good. But, yeah. I mean, but Credit Karma is great because it's free. This is not an ad, but it should be. It's free to use, but they also will let you know if there's been a data breach or if you're involved in anything, if anyone has, you know, applied for something in your name. It's really, I highly recommend it, and credit monitoring is very important, especially with all of the, you know, identity theft that's going on and cyber attacks.
And Credit Karma gives you tips to raise your credit, too. It really is great.
Yeah. Good.
It's great.
All right, speaking of applying for things, those of you who have been waiting for your passport to come back, I waited almost 2 months for my TSA thing to be, they kept saying, well, so many people have applied, so put on more staff. You know, do what you're supposed to do, serve the public. Hello. So the current processing time for passports has been 3 months, $110. It used to be 18 weeks. And that's, 3.5 months through the summer. The latest info from the State Department, if you need a passport, you have to pay another $60. For expedited service, you can't even do that with the TSA. You pay the $85 and they get around to it and act like you should be thankful that they're helping you out. And now this is, again, the service agencies that we're paying for. And what bothers me, what I am bothered by, is that you have to pay a fee for everything. Why shouldn't, if the government has these people that are working, why shouldn't we just be able to apply for a passport? That should be part of the way, part of living in America, is getting a passport. We're paying our taxes, so give me a passport. What? No. $170 if you want it expedited. No.
Well, you have to pay for your driver's license to be renewed.
Yeah, why?
So it's all the same.
Why should you have to pay for your driver's license?
Because you have to have, because that money goes to paying the people who process it for you.
What am I paying taxes for? Fees, more fees, more
your
fees.
Your taxes
more
will
fees,
go up
more
if all those people got fired.
Well, yeah, why? Because they'd be on welfare.
No. No, that's an insult to people working there. No, I'm saying that if you want to scale back the system, then it's going to be even slower. I'm just saying you complain a lot about a lot of things,
I think that they deserve to be criticized. They deserve scrutiny. We shouldn't just give in, give over, and give up, which is what happens.
Do you bargain with the DMV when you try to register your vehicle?
I try to be nice when I go in. I have my best of everything on. My personality is sweet and charming.
Yeah.
And I try to get because I
love to see that in action.
Smile, pretty.
Yeah. Sure. My personality is sweet and charming.
It is. Yeah. It's sweet and charming, and they all love me. Anyway, so as a matter of fact, I just said I bought a trailer for the farm, and the lady who's the company is financing. The lady says, "Well, you'll have to go get the title." And I said, "You know, I'm thinking about not borrowing the money to buy this trailer because I don't want to stand in line at the registry for 2 or 3 hours just to get a title. It's really that bad." And I think most people feel the same way, that you pay for all these services and then you have to pay again, pay more, more, more. So how do you like it? How do you like it? I don't like it. 47 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels, they have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
It was the season of cheer, and joy filled the town, except for Scrooge with his perma-frown. The gift of a Peloton bike touched his soul without doubt. When your workout's a joy, it's a joy to work out. This Black Friday, get the original Peloton bike at our best holiday price ever, $1,495. All access membership separate. Terms apply. See website for details.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
After the hour now, it's Car Talk on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend. I think I can call him my friend. He's a fabulous guy, really an expert. He is the author of the website OurAutoExpert.com. Nick Miles is here with Nick News. I like that. Nick News. It's Nick News time. Sounds like my mother used to call me when I'd get into trouble a Nick's Nooks. So maybe you can be Nick's Nooks Nick. How about that? Nick's News Nick. All right, this would be on with that and waste a lot of time. The new General Motors vehicles, apparently, whether it's a truck or a car, I know there's a lot of focus this week on heated seats for Chevy trucks and GM trucks, but they're all the same in terms of not putting the chip in. So we're going to hold up production for cars and trucks because we can't have heated seats. The apparent answer they've decided at GM is no, let's go, right?
Yeah, I mean it's the same with a lot of things. People are just deleting their or doing their vehicles without certain things that don't work. You know.
You see some of the ads this week, especially I noticed them for the first time. Order your car now. Get what you really want. So that's a play on what? Getting money into the dealers and getting people signed up because they can't actually get a physical car, so let's order one. Is that what that's about?
No, I think the Europeans had it right. They order their cars, right? So the car companies know you get into line. The other thing is if you order your car, you don't actually know when you get it. It's not like you know when you get it. You just get into the line. If you order it now, you don't get it exactly in 4 weeks. You get it when it's ready. So when you order it, you just go into a line. And I like that idea. So yesterday, being the very shallow individual that I am, I ordered another car at the LA Auto Show. I saw something I thought was kind of interesting.
Which was?
Money down. It was this new Fisker Ocean. You know, Hendrik Fiske, who is famous for designing the Aston Martins and the Z8 from BMW, he has this new Ocean car that they rolled out at the auto show. It's kind of an interesting vehicle. It's sort of an SUV. 80%, 90% of the cars that they showed at the LA Auto Show at the press day yesterday were electric. But the interesting thing is, and his is all electric, but I thought, well, I put my $250 down. It's not coming for at least 2 years. I can back out any time, get my money back. But I'm at least reserve my place in line, right? And I can change my mind any time. That's what I had done with my Ford Mach-E GT, and I did it with two of them, and one of them I backed out of, and I got my money back immediately. So this is the idea. I have done that with several ones, and I think it's a great idea.
The LA Auto Show, you say you were there this week.
Yeah.
What did you see? There looks like there are a lot of different kinds of cars and the focus on car of the year, which seems to be a joke at the moment, or has been.
Yeah, I'll tell you why I think all of these cars of the year things are a joke, because, look, we've come so far in the last few years that it's absolutely no point in having a single vehicle being car of the year. This 42, you know, picking one vehicle as being the best vehicle out of 42 doesn't make any sense anymore. And most people would agree. There are at least 10 or 11 vehicles every year that make sense of being really, really good. You can't decide that one is the best vehicle every year. I'm much more in favor of saying these vehicles make the cut. And these car companies spend so many millions of dollars deciding on, you know, trying to make sure that their car wins best car of the year.
Right.
Why have a jury do this? You know what car of the year tells you? There's one car that's better than everything else, and then there's 42 losers every year. There's not 42 losers every year, Doug. There is so many good cars out there every year.
Not at all.
Americans, we choose different things each other. That's the great thing about America. We all choose different things, and you can't just say one is better than the other.
Then let's do something besides wasting time on what the car of the year is. Let's talk about the most reliable cars, because I know that was a subject of focus this week as well.
Yes, so it's interesting to look at what people like and what is on the most reliable list. Unfortunately, the Japanese have done really well. Their brands seem to be really high on the top of the list. So the Japanese, Lexus and Toyota, they seem to have climbed right to the top of the list. Unfortunately, at the bottom of the list, our friends at Lincoln, they don't seem to have done as well. But interestingly enough, at the bottom of the list also, Tesla.
I think that's what about the Lincoln is different than the Ford? Why wouldn't the Ford Explorer or Excursion, which is the same size as the Lincoln Navigator, why wouldn't that be
also? One big difference. Yeah, there's one big difference, Doug. The Lincoln has a lot more parts on it than the Ford Explorer does. The Ford Explorer, you and I well know, is simple, is nice, and it's neat, and it doesn't have so many working bits. So the Lincoln's a lot more parts. Less parts, better America.
There we go. Nick Miles, our autoexpert.com here on the DJV Show 59.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.